This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Texas, which executes more people than any other state, is facing a supply chain problem. It's running out of the drug it uses in lethal injections, pentobarbital. Texas has tried and failed to find a new supplier. Other states are dealing with shortages of drugs they use in lethal injections, too. Sarah McCammon explains why the law of supply and demand doesn't quite seem to apply here.
This isn't the first time Texas has gone looking for a new drug to execute condemned inmates.
Oh, it happens all the time. Probably two or three times in the last 5 years.
John Hurt is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. The state supply of the current drug, pentobarbital, has an expiration date at the end of September, and Texas can't get any more. Why not?
That's a business decision made by the pharmaceutical companies.
The decision to stop supplying drugs for lethal injections has states like Texas looking for alternatives. But so far, no one's stepping up to provide them. It's a tiny market, not worth the risk for pharmaceutical companies concerned about their reputations, says Frank Lichtenberg. He's a health economist at the Columbia Business School.
If I am selling other drugs or this drug for therapeutic uses, you know, it doesn't send a very good message to the market and to customers that this drug is also being used for capital punishment.
Besides, it's not easy to get into the business. Drug makers operate under lots of regulations. Some states, including Georgia, have looked at getting pentobarbital from compounding pharmacies. David Ball is a spokesman for the International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists. He believes at least some of those pharmacies, which mix custom medications, will provide the drugs if asked.
It's not something that compounders view as any kind of business opportunity. It's merely serving the needs of the government.
A need that's not going away as long as capital punishment is legal. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.